Welcome to the Create the Future with Rick Williams podcast. Conversations with leaders who made difficult decisions and built lasting legacies. I am Rick Williams. I speak and write about how leaders can be more successful. My best-selling book, Create the Future, is your essential guidebook for making difficult decisions. This podcast is an opportunity for me and for you to hear how leaders with a wide variety of backgrounds have managed the challenges they faced, made difficult decisions, and had courage when going forward is tough. You will learn important lessons from other leaders. You will find that engaging with our 30-minute conversation will be a great investment of your valuable time. So let's get started. Welcome to the Create the Future podcast with Rick Williams. I'm Rick Williams. Create the Future podcast is a forum for leaders to share their story about difficult decisions they've made for their company or any organization, and in some cases for themselves. My goal is to share these stories about leadership and making tough decisions for the broader leadership community so you become a more successful leader of your organization. So we have a great guest today with a compelling story to tell. We hear about lessons learned and what they experience. I'm excited to introduce you to Asha Lakhan. So Asha, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to this point and where you are in your career.
Hello, Rick, and hello to your beautiful audience. I'm so grateful for being here. Thank you so much for having me on. So my name is Asha LeCount. I am an expert in emotional intelligence. I am the founder and CEO of a company called Beyond EQ. I've been coaching and teaching emotional intelligence and leadership development for over 10 years, and I've been a hospitality and business consultant for upwards of 20. And I got into my work when I started asking deeper questions. I was coaching and teaching leadership development and leaders, and I was a CEO, and yet I was very unhealthy and disconnected from myself and my marriage. And I said, wait a minute, if I'm coaching this and teaching this, and this is how I feel, who else feels like this? And that's what started me on the path of understanding that it is beyond EQ. So I have been gifted the wisdom and the insights to rewrite emotional intelligence with the understanding of feminine and masculine energy. And that's my life's purpose.
Wow. Feminine and masculine energy different?
Yeah. So we, you know what, Rick, I like to keep things simple. We've got all of it, me and you. It's empathy, self-empathy. That's the feminine. And then power and confidence to take action. That's the masculine. So we've got both, right? Masculine and feminine DNA. It's our right and our left hemispheres. And if you want to say it's super simple, it's empathy and personal power.
Okay.
Cool, right?
Great. All right. So what we're going to talk about is making, I don't know whether it's one or two, but a major decision that changed your path or your career or the company, and how you went through that and how you went through that decision-making process. So do you want to give us a little bit more background on how you got to the moment of saying, gee, I've got a big decision I got to make here? Kind of what led you up to this? Was this a moment of where something happened or a crisis or you saw a great opportunity? Or what was happening to get you to that point where you said, you know, I got to make some changes here?
Yeah.
Tell us about that story.
Oh, I love that question, Rick. And I really think this is such a beautiful foundation for the way that you invite your audience and your guests to come into your space, because this is really where it gets vulnerable, right? This is where we can actually start to connect. So what you'll learn about emotional intelligence is it gets in front of the rupture. That's what's really cool with EQ. You know, usually we have to wait for the wake-up call or the big fat collapse before we say, oh, shoot, something's going the wrong way, right? And what I've seen over and over again is that we can really collapse that time. And the way that I've seen it is through a lot of what you might consider collapse or loss in the last 5 years. So I founded Beyond EQ about 5 years ago. Since that time, my son and I have, well, me and then my son's just hanging around with me. We've lost our home 3 times. One time was initially through the rupture of my marriage, which really launched me into my work and started me realizing that we have bigger problems within the family connection that we need to address. You know, that there was an aha moment and I needed to make a pivot. And so if we were to focus on one, I'd say the most recent one, which was the Palisades fires, that gave me so much insight, Rick. I was able to see how much rupture we as a collective might be creating. If we're the creators and we're these massive manifestors, should we start taking responsibility for the rupture as well? And I realized PTSD and repeating trauma loops might need a little more attention. And so I was able to, in that time, know that I needed to move deeper into corporate and working with leaders. And how could I simplify trauma so that it's not scary and so that we can actually get to the root of the toxicity and the burnout. Burnout I consider to be a virus within companies, so that we can get companies moving in the right direction.
Yeah, no, this is great. I did you have, and I'm asking this because I don't know, and I'm hoping you'll bring this out. So did you have a company or a professional practice, or what was going on that then changed and you decided you were going to change as a result of this?
This is a great question. So in 2021, I was working for Draper Startup House, which is Tim Draper. He's one of the tech billionaires out of Silicon Valley. And I lost that job and started my own business in 2021. And I was getting all of these like wake up calls. And I knew that I had to build regardless of what was going on. If we were to focus most recently on the fire, at the time, I had a full functioning direct to consumer business where I was creating tech online courses. And I knew that I was having a huge wake up call and maybe that wasn't going to resonate anymore. And I'll be honest with you, Rick, I couldn't leave for a little while. I was afraid. I was afraid to make a pivot. I was holding on and I was just like, you know, taking daily action every day. I couldn't even, I remember, never forget it. I couldn't even sell like a $39 course. I was like, what the hell is going on? And you know, that's not my hourly rate. Let's just say that. And so I was like, what is this? I think I'm in the wrong room. And I had to step back from the business for a second. And I said, you know, this was last year when everything was burning down, literally my house burned down. And then I'm burning my business. And, you know, from the outside, people are like, what are you doing? You know, especially those people who are closest to me and my advisors. And they're like, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing? And you have to trust yourself in those moments, Rick, where I knew that I was putting energy into the wrong thing. I literally had to go away. I went to like a beautiful part of California called Big Bear. I like sat on the moss in like the middle of the woods and I was like, ah, help me, you know, crying out to God or the divine or whoever. And I got the message that said, you know, look, you got to let go. And I did. And it felt like I was leaving, you know, a marriage or a relationship again. And so I was scared. The unknown was scary. And I'll be honest with you, it took me a little while. I kept going back and like trying to, you know, work with my direct-to-consumer clients. And it took me a minute, Rick. It really did, to go full into corporate. You know, I lost a little bit of my identity. Yeah, and that's it. And then now I've been guns blazing for the last 4 months. We have just been punching, like really had to let it go, though, so to make space for something new.
That's great. You know, in my book, Create the Future, which is about how you make difficult decisions. And this podcast is not about my book.
Yeah.
But I'm drawing on sort of on some of the process, the elements, the decision-making steps. And one of them, which you've touched on a little bit, is when we get to a point where we have a really challenging decision to make, do we involve our leadership team or our board of directors or our close advisors? And how did you think about, were you purposeful in sort of bringing some other people you were working with in or your closest friends and advisors? How did you think about using other people, you know, to help you understand the issue you were dealing with, to help you think about, you know, what you really wanted to do? Talk a little bit about how you used other people. I heard you say you went off to Big Bear and, let me discover, for myself. But
Oh yeah, I was like
I guess I
naked
was
in
the
the
part.
naked in the woods with like, war paint on, like, help me, Yeah, where else do you go? I love this question, Rick. I think it's a really good one. I keep my counsel really small. I trust myself first. And you have advisors for a reason. And it's a real art form to be able to utilize both, and that's what makes an excellent leader, to gather different perspectives and consider what is the best perspective for yourself as the leader. I will be honest, a lot of leaders, we believe we're right. We believe it's our way or the highway. We've got the vision, and that's a real big thing. We've got a lot of ego, which also means a lot of power. So I love a good ego, and I always say, if you don't have a big ego, well, you're just a follower. And so there's a lot of fun that I like to have with that. And what I have learned is, number one, you never make the wrong decision. You're either going to really kick it up to alignment, or you're going to head toward a lesson, and you're going to get the alignment lesson anyway if you keep going. But for me, it's always going to come down to my inner compass. It was a really tough decision, Rick. We were punching at about 60K months when I collapsed the business. Plus, I was losing my home at the same time. And so, again, it was really a matter of trusting myself and my advisory. And I will be honest, in hindsight, there were certain advisors that actually were giving me solid advice that I didn't listen to. And out of that, you get to say, oh, wow, this is someone I can really, really trust. This person really does have my best interest. And so, believe it or not, you can create even a deeper connection in the aftermath when you get to say, and how I like to lead is I say, hey, listen, I really saw in that moment that you had some excellent sight, and I'm so grateful that you're on my advisory team, because now I know that I can trust you even more. So thank you for being there for me. And so, even though I didn't take your advice at the time, it gives them credit, makes them feel good, and you build a more nurturing relationship.
It's interesting. You're making an interesting point, which is not only did you seek advice, but you changed your view about your close-in advisors and supporters as a result of your having gone through this process to learn who you could trust more. I think it's an interesting insight.
Yeah, it's
I
really
also like
beautiful.
your comment that you don't make any wrong decisions. Some
Never.
decisions you learn more from than others.
Yeah. Can I
And
share a really good example of that? A
yeah, go
lot of
ahead.
women especially, not to play the male or female card, because my theme for 20 to 26 is unity, and we have a lot of women that have really high levels of intuition, I put that in quotes, who also are afraid of men, and or have a really bad experience with men. So they might say, oh, he has all these red flags. And from my perspective, I say, are you sure those red flags are not some red flags that might be bouncing back in your face? And we do that sometimes. So even if our intuition is off, it's still right, if that makes sense. So our intuition and our confirmation biases are based on our deeper subconscious knowings, and also the level of intellect we have in our emotional intelligence. If we are disconnected from our body, whether that's in our intimate relationships or even just our meditation practices, we might not be getting a next necessarily an accurate signal, and the signal is accurate for us at a moment of growth, which is why it's so vital we clean up those signals.
Yeah, that's a very good. I think of it as you use the term red flag, and for all of us in different ways. We tend to hold on to fears or angers or disappointments that we have. And at some level, off in the side, we're sort of carrying that on in any new environment or relationship that we have. Let me just ask you about as you were getting into this, one of the things that I talk about a lot is imagining success. What would success look like if everything goes right in what you're trying to do? Did you think about success as part of what you were doing? I mean, everybody says, well, gee, I want to be successful, but did you say, gee, if I make this change, what do I want to have happened that will be my goal that I'm really aspiring to? How did you think about success as part of your process?
Oh, I love that question. And I also love what you shared prior to this as well in regards to the fear, right? Number one, the success for me is detaching people from PTSD and those fears. After my investor passed away, which was the 9 months before my house burned down, I moved from Massachusetts, which I was living in my parents' basement dying when my investor passed away. I lost everything and I built myself back up and I moved to the Palisades. The whole way there, I was like, I am afraid, I am scared, and I'm still gonna do it anyway. So I think success is that. In more personally, when my marriage ruptured, I was able to write a book about it called The Empath is the Narcissist and starting to understand relationship dynamics. So for me, success is the family unit. And in choosing the right partner based on vision and values and based on legacy. I think that's really what the collective, our collective humanity hasn't gotten 100% right yet is love. And I mean, I'm talking really deep connection. And, a lot of people are going through the motions, Rick, and they give up and they say, oh, life is over. It is what it is, and all that bullshit, really. And I'll be honest with you, I can't stand that language. And so for me, success is not that. It's saying, okay, wow, look at me. I'm ready to actually go for it and commit to my relationship or commit to my purpose so that I can attract the right family unit. We really, really need this. Men's mental health is skyrocketing. So is obesity. So is heart disease. Look, I'm the type of person that gets into the arena and changes it. I didn't like what we were doing in leadership, and I said, well, F this, I'm gonna do something about it, and then decided to just go for it. So I take my success day by day. I'm grateful for my purpose and my vision and men like you that I get to connect with and women, and helping as many people as I can get to a higher level of consciousness so we can really, really lead this collective.
What I'm hearing you say, I think, is that from your point of view, success for what you were trying to accomplish at that point was, in a way, the process, what you were experiencing, able to do as an expression of your life. It wasn't, oh, gee, I'm going to have $1 million in revenue, or I'm going to, sell 1,000 more widgets. It was more the success, more had to do with what you were able to make your life into. Is that right?
Yeah, you know what? I love that, actually, what you picked from that and what you heard there, because that is the truth. And I also love money and I love tangible outcomes. And I think that's amazing. Let's have some fun. So it's interesting because right shortly after our house burned down, I took first place in a bikini competition. And the whole reason I think I won was because of my mindset and and I had to put in the discipline daily action. And so, I think that's another great thing is like the majority of it for me and for what I think people really, really want is pet purpose, impact, love, connection, and legacy. And then the 20 to 30% is the money and the finances. I'm the type of person though that like I'm happy in the back of the truck with the right person and like a couple steaks on the bobby. I lived in Australia for a long time. And like a bikini and a beach, as just as much as I'm happy at the Ritz. So I think that when you kind of reach that place, and after so much quote unquote loss that I have gone through in the last 5 years, you start to really detach from it. Interestingly, that's when the right people show up, and then of course the money follows.
Okay, so again, I'm imposing on you a language and way of thinking about this that probably is not sort of the way you went through it. But as you were starting down your new road, I would say, oh my gosh, have you think of me as quote your advisor? I would say, have you really thought about whether this might work out here? Have you thought about what's not going to work out, what might go wrong, what could get screwed up? Is failure and whatever you're trying to do here, is failure okay? I'm asking in the terms of whether you thought about, gee, what it really is the risk that I'm going to have to overcome, and what are the barriers I have to overcome? Did you think about any of that as you're starting down this path?
Not at the beginning, no, I was a mess. I was like I was like a feminine crazy lady. I always say, like the visionaries are nuts. We're like 2 degrees away from not even being able to function, right? And it took a lot of framework, right? It took a lot of framework, took a lot of lessons. I'm really fast on the lessons. I've got an accounting background. I've been consulting for years. And when you're an entrepreneur, and I don't know much about whether a lot of entrepreneurs are going to be listening to this particularly, But you don't have that framework. You know, when you're getting a steady paycheck every month, it's very different. So you've got to learn to have a relationship with gratitude. You've got to have a learn to have a relationship with debt. And you have to have a learn to have a relationship for expanding your intellect. A lot of times that wisdom doesn't come until the lesson comes. You know, and so look at, like, let's think about it. If you have a, you know, if you get an ex-wife or an ex-husband under the belt, you might have gotten drained financially. You don't see that until after you're kind of out of it, right? So I think to answer your question, no, there's been times I've straight up ignored. My father is like the best guy in the world. He's awesome. I've just straight up ignored him. Like, could you, you know, in hindsight, you're like, oh, damn it, you know? And at the same time, I think, you know what, Rick, I see so many people that just don't follow their dreams because of these fears that they've impended on themselves. You know, so you gotta learn to take a risk. All of a sudden you'll turn around and you'll go, holy shit, where'd my life go? You know, and you don't want that. That's the worst thing that can happen. I didn't get my sort of quote unquote wake up call until 5 years ago. I spent a good 20 years completely overweight, sick with thyroid issues and cancerous cells. I was an alcoholic, and now I'm sober, hot and fabulous, and I'm killing it with my dreams. And I needed that chaos at the time to really help me to get to where I am today. So I have a good relationship with the chaos part.
Oh my gosh. And how did you go on then to win a bikini contest? That's somehow I've got to think. Okay, that's maybe.
I know. I got to show you guys the photos. I got to show you the photos. I know. It was crazy. I'll be honest with you. It was about 6 weeks or 5 weeks after the house burned down. I had no clothes. I had to borrow everything from my coach and a couple of other women in the show. And I had been training for about 6 months, but I'll be honest with you. I think I won because I was so detached. I had nothing, literally nothing. And they were like, I cannot believe that you won. And it was just, it was awesome. Even my son was like, Mom, you gotta be kidding me. And so it really goes to show, you know, it's interesting. I've got a photo of me sitting on the beach in Bali where I was making six figures and living in Bali and traveling all over the world. And I was about 85 pounds heavier. And you could see in my eyes, I was quite dark and shut down. And then next to it is a photo of me with literally nothing standing on the stage with this smile and winning first place in a bikini show. And it just goes to show how momentum really is about what's going on inside.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Cool, right?
Well, that is cool. That's a great story. Talk a little bit. I mean, you're great because you're so able to express your feelings and experiences verbally, which, my God, in this day and age, so many people can't do that. They're so hung up on their goddamn phones and all that sort of stuff.
I know.
Talk a little bit about how you manage yourself as a person in going through difficult decisions like this. So there's both managing how you're feeling about yourself, your mental state, your exercise, your sleep. Talk about a little bit about how you manage yourself as you're going through a difficult moment, or as I talk about it, as making a difficult decision.
You know, look, I think every day, if we focus on it, can be filled with difficult decisions. Number one, I'm constantly working on my energy and my emotional intelligence. It never ends. When people are literally throwing money out the window by not investing in their emotional intelligence or teaching it, it's like endless. I mean, I'm certain that, you know, you get to interview all these people, you get that same vibe of like co-creation. So that's number one. I'm really mindful of who has access to my energy, and I'm constantly improving my energy. I call my schedule a billionaire schedule. And the reason this is because I wouldn't be able to hold the schedule that I have now, like last year or even the year before, because I didn't have the space inside to do that. And so no, my bank account is not filled with billions of dollars, but I hold myself in an identity of having it now. So when you have the identity of having it now, it's a vibration, and that comes through so much gratitude, Rick. I have this cool thing your audience might enjoy. It's called Jam Looper. It's a free app, and you can record your own voice, and I'll record my voice saying like, I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful for this. I have millions of dollars. I have all the opportunities and this and that and this and that. And I'm a beautiful actress. I've created all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. And I'll be honest with you, it works because now I'm in Los Angeles. I've gone through like 17 house fires, so I must be on the right path. So I just fill my brain up with like positive stuff. But that's also easy for me to receive because I clean out my energy to get the signal a little bit cleaner.
Okay, well, that is great. Let me ask you one final question. So,
Sure.
most people, I'm saying most people, because I think it is most people face with what you've gone through, their instinct would be to run away. They would say, "Oh my God, I can't deal with this." Where does the courage come from for you to go ahead and win the bikini contest and
And
lose the
like,
weight and be successful? Where does that, I'm calling it courage. I'm not sure if that's what it exactly is, but where does that ability to say, "Yeah, I am afraid of what might happen, but I'm going to go ahead.
I'm gonna do it anyway.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway."
Okay, so there's a couple of reasons. Number one, when I got called into my work, it was a divine assignment. Like God or whatever you want to call it, masculine, feminine energy came down, took everything away from me. I was seeing energy. I said, holy shit, if I don't do this, I'm scared. I feel like this is a big calling, right? So I put a lot of importance on myself. I like to call it integrated narcissism, where I'm like sweet to everybody, but I'm really full of myself and my purpose and my vision, right? So I think that you need to have that level of like unwavering audacity in who you are. That's number one. The second thing, a lot of it comes down to my personal genetics. I've always had a high level of resilience, and before I had integrated it, I was the type of woman that would start and stop projects. So I'd like start something and then stop it and start something and stop it. And I'd like, it was quite shadowy, Rick. So I'd be like, oh, well, screw it. I'll just restart again. And like, I'm talking my relationships, diets, businesses, right? And so I would leave things in a lot of rubble. And then now that it's integrated, which means I have the wisdom. Even having the wisdom, I would sometimes be like, oh, am I sabotaging this? Or is this an alignment? So I had to go through that initiation until I really started trusting myself. So now I've learned to say my emotions out loud. Sometimes I'm driving down the street. Like when I was driving across the country to move to Palisades, I was literally like out loud, like, I'm so afraid. I feel scared. I'm going
Oh my
anyway.
gosh.
Yeah, and then I just talk about it on content. I make things on my stories and little videos. I put it out for the world, and then I teach it. I teach it. And so, to answer your question, I think it's, the divine assignment really saying, holy shoot, what are we really here for? And then number two is my genetics, and then number three is my ability to understand that we really can create anything. And that's the good and the bad. And so my goal is to get as many people following me into the goodness of life. It's
Well,
awesome.
that's great. So, Asha, thank you for sharing your experience. It's been a wonderful conversation. I know people will find it extremely valuable. You've made a big contribution to our understanding of the challenges we as leaders face literally every day.
That's
So,
right.
how can our audience find more about Beyond EQ?
Oh, thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate you giving me the platform today, and I'm hopeful that some of your listeners reach out. I'll be available at any time. If you go to my website, Beyond EQ International, you're going to be looking at a really, really corporate and executive-driven system that I have created on measuring emotional intelligence as a non-negotiable with your sales performance and your performance as an elite player. You can also find me on other social media handles. LinkedIn will be more business vibes. If you go to Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube, it's going to be more about relationships and understanding polarity and how that really does play a role in business. We need to start having those conversations too. So you can catch me anywhere. Asha T with two A's. It's so good. If you want to find me on LinkedIn, it's Asha with two A's, T as in today, LeCount. And you'll catch a lot of my business vibes on that on LinkedIn, and also www.beyondeqinternational.com, where you can watch some free videos on my data-driven system, which increases sales and performance 20 to 30%. If you'd like to catch me with some more relationship advice, you can find me at Asha T
Asha T in my YouTube channel. It's called Magnetic Frequency. And I'm also on Facebook as well. So I'm so excited and I'm hopeful that your audience will reach out if it's resonating for them to do so.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rick. That was awesome. I appreciate you having me on.
Okay, I want to thank our audience for taking the time to engage with our guests and learn from our guests. If you have a compelling story to share about decision-making for yourself and for your company, so please contact me and go to rickwilliamsleadership.com and then go to the Create the Future podcast page on my website. Again, that's rickwilliamsleadership.com. Remember that you create the future by the decisions you make today. Take time to get important decisions right. And yes, also have some fun, as you've heard. So until next time, be well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What an interesting and inspiring conversation. I hope you found it as valuable as I did. Thank you for listening. Let me know if you have a compelling story to tell about making tough choices for your organization or for yourself. Coming on my podcast is a way to share what you have learned with a wider audience. If someone you know would be a great guest, please make an introduction. I welcome leaders with a story to tell and important learning to share. You can contact me about the podcast at podcast.rickwilliamsleadership.com. That's podcast.rickwilliamsleadership.com. Please share the link to my podcast with your colleagues. They will thank you for getting them access to these valuable conversations. And finally, please give us a great rating on and subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Just search for Create the Future with Rick Williams. Thank you for listening to Create the Future with Rick Williams podcast, conversation with leaders who make difficult decisions and build lasting legacies.